1 John 4, I'll start with verse 6. It says, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. And you find people say, yeah, I'm just as much a Christian as you are. I go to church just like you do. It's not about that. Now, so-and-so goes to church, and they do this, and they do that. No. Whoever believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then they believe in their heart and confess with their mouth, those are the ones who are saved, not the ones who have membership. I had membership in church about 10, 12 years. I wasn't really saved. And I was living, you know, a Christian life, so as we describe Christian life. But it's who receives Jesus, who receives the love. See, when you get born again, you receive the love of God. Because as you'll see in a minute, God is love. So we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. And so when somebody, you're telling them the word of God, and they don't want to hear, the Bible says they don't know God. So you don't have to argue with them. You can pray with them and move on. Pray for them. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. Now, he didn't put any parameters on that. He didn't love him back. If he's always nice to you or she, be nice to them back. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Say that where you are. Love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. If you don't walk in love, you don't know God. It doesn't always mean you're not born again. You just got born again, and that's all. I was looking at some plants when I was coming out here, and some are like that tall, they're the same kind, and then some are about an inch or two. Give them some time, and they'll be that tall. So you keep putting the word in, your love life may be just almost nihil. Almost nothing. But you keep putting the word in on love and love and forgiveness and who God is and what he's done for you, and your love will be that tall, and it will continuously grow. So I'm going to read 7 again. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. For God is love. For God is love. So that's where we connect. Father, Son, Holy Spirit are one. When we are born again, Jesus comes to live in our heart. We get filled with the Holy Spirit when we're born again. Then the second feeling comes when we are filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And those are gifts from God. And love will grow, grow, grow through those means, as we put the word of God in. As we put the word of God in. I have this iPad sitting here. My watch needs a battery. And I'm keeping track of the time. But it's on 87%. But if it were down to 1%, it wouldn't do me any good. Because I wouldn't have enough power to go on. And I'm saying, if you're not building yourself up on love scriptures, and then love actions, your love will stay flat, stay low, not grow. But if you keep doing what the word says here and other scriptures on love, that's wisdom now. It's wise to be wise enough to hear the word of God and do what the word says. Listen, my children, and ye shall hear what the word of God says to you. And then verse 9, he said, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Can't love God whom you have not seen if you don't love your brother whom you see. That's the word on it. That's the wisdom of God. And I trust that you will take this and not just, oh, that was a good word, but you'll take it and meditate on it. You'll continue to grow in the word of God. It goes on to say in that same chapter, 20 and 21, about, you know, you can't love God if you don't love man.